Charges of discrimination and unlawful retaliation are being raised by a Muslim Arab American against a Washington, D.C. hotel for keeping him from working during a visit by an Israeli delegation in December 2010.
When he talked to his other colleagues in the hotel, they brushed it off. The management brushed it off. They said, oh, this happens every time Israel comes, you know, then no big deal. It's less work for you, Muhammad. So they tried to minimize the damage and, you know, make it seem like it's no big deal.
Muhammad Arafi is a naturalized American citizen of Moroccan origin.
Arafi has worked for the Mandarin Oriental Hotel since 2009 as a valet dry cleaner, a position which requires him to stop on all of the hotel's floors. But on the weekend of Israeli Minister for Military Affairs Ehud Barak and the rest of the Israeli delegation's visit, Arafi was told he could not go on the 8th and 9th floors where the delegation was staying.
According to Arafi, his supervisor told him it was because of his Muslim name.
She said, well, you know, the Israeli up there, but with Muhammad, Muslims and all that, you know, they suggest for us not to have that service. I say, who say that? Is that you or them? And she was standing right there in front of me, and she told me, no, it's the guest request.
Although the hotel stated it had no comment as the case is currently in litigation, it previously stated that Arafi and 11 others had irregularities in their background checks, according to the State Department. But Arafi states he has worked in close proximity to other high-profile politicians, including former U.S. presidents.
The Friday before, it was President Bush. George W. Bush was in the room in presidential suite. He was there for event. He was signing book. I went to his room. He has bodyguards and all that, check you, whatever they want to do. And I went to his room. He need a service, and I went to his room.
Arafi says he suffered further damages when the Washington Post newspaper published an article about the incident. After the article came out, Arafi states his supervisors drastically decreased his work hours. According to Council on American Islamic Relations attorney, the hotel's treatment of Arafi was unlawful.
It's illegal for an employer to use the racist stereotypes of their client in order to stereotype and discriminate against their own employees. It is the employer's job to stand up for the rights of their employees.
In 2004, a similar complaint was made by a Muslim security guard who was told not to go on the 10th floor of the Madison Hotel while the Israeli delegation was staying there. Marjan Asi, Press TV, Washington.